As part of our nonprofit spotlight, we are speaking with Heather Russell, who is the founder of Sacred Cycle. This is a nonprofit that empowers survivors of sexual abuse and assault. Thank you for joining us, Heather.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Could you begin by telling us how you got involved in this work? What led you to create this organization?
I have a personal history with this topic, and I was also working as I'm a psychotherapist, and I was working with a lot of survivors through community mental health. And I realized that there was a need for an organization like this.
How exactly does Sacred Cycle deal with these traumas? What's the approach?
We have a three-tiered support system. We provide all of our participants with a mountain bike and all the gear they need and a coach to get them started. And we provide individualized therapy so the client is able to design a program for themselves that they think that will help them, and we, you know, help with that process as well. We offer a fall retreat to bring all the clients together to discuss what's come up during the program. And we also have another aspect of our nonprofit that is community outreach. So we're raising awareness of this topic that's so difficult for people to talk about.
You mentioned to me before we began the interview that you've begun since January to dedicate yourself full-time to this organization.
Yes, I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I worked in psychiatric hospital and also doing crisis stabilization. And through my work, I came in contact with a lot of people that had experienced sexual trauma in some way.
And you were already an avid mountain biker, I'm guessing.
Yes. I started mountain biking in the late 80s, and it's always been a constant thing in my life.
Are there any particular trails that you prefer to take people to?
I love the trails up in Snowmass, and I love just riding out my door right here and going to Prince Creek and Red Hill.
What is it about mountain biking that's different than, say, psychiatric treatment?
One of the things with sexual trauma is that people lose contact with their bodies. It's one of the first things that happens. It's a survival technique. And mountain biking is really a way that helps people get in touch with their bodies, come home to their bodies. You have to be very present when you're on a mountain bike. Otherwise, you'll get injured. And it's a great way to teach people to access that freedom and the playfulness that they've lost.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine nature plays a big aspect.
Yes.
Component as well.
Yeah, that's a huge part of our program, is getting people out in nature and getting out of their heads and getting in touch with something bigger than themselves.
And is this a program where you can offer treatment to people without payment, or is there a sliding scale? How does that part work?
We have very generous donations that have come in to help support our program. Of course, we're looking for more, but we offer the programs either as a scholarship or on a sliding scale.
And how do people find you?
They can find us by going to our website, www.thesacredcycle.org. Or on Facebook and Instagram.
So you mentioned in the beginning of our interview that you're really coming at this from a personal angle. Would you speak a bit about that?
Sure. I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and neglect. And, you know, pretty early on in my life, I learned to disconnect from my body. And it was really when I started mountain biking and road biking and in high school and college that I came home to my body and, you know, got in touch with something that I had lost. And when I was coming up with the idea of Sacred Cycle years ago in 2013, I was also working on a sexual assault crisis line. And I was in graduate school, and I realized that, you know, cycling might be a great way to help women. I was also training. I'm a bike racer, and I was training for a big race, and I had a lot of time to think about things on in the saddle, and this whole idea came about.
And where do you see this organization going?
Well, we'd like to help. Right now, we're working with 5 survivors, and next year we'd like to go to 8, and then continue from there. The other aspect of this organization that we're really dedicated to is raising awareness. So we'd like to continue with our community outreach programs. We are very interested in having classes for parents on how to support their children if they are abused, or how to prevent them being abused. Something that people might not be aware is that this is happening even in our community, you know, and it's, I know through my work in community mental health how prevalent it is.
How do you feel from your organization's standpoint that community media can be an asset?
Just spreading awareness for us and getting our name out there.
Do you personally listen to KD&K?
I do, yes.
And so what kind of impact has KD&K made in your life?
I love to hear some of my friends who are on the radio. I think it's so great to hear the voices of our community. My neighbor has a radio show, Art.
Uh-huh. So how can the community help support Sacred Cycle?
You can donate on our website. And if you want, you can drop used sporting goods at Ragged Mountain. We have an account there.
Well, it's so good to meet you, Heather. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about your organization.
Thank you, Raleigh.